You know, I'm just excited. You know, happy to be out here. Extremely happy to be out here playing for the Bucks.
I followed you with UB, and so how did your time with the MAC prepare you for the NFL?
You know, it's a real tough competition in the MAC, and you know that go unnoticed a lot. But you look at the first pick in the draft, and he came from the MAC. But you know, just grinding out there on the field every day, you know, every game, that got me ready to play at this level.
I spoke to your high school coach briefly, Coach Lessie, and he was really happy for you. What do you have any thoughts on Grover Cleveland?
Oh man. You know, I love Grover. They not Grover no more, but you know, I'm always had that green blood flowing through. You know, they showed me tremendous love and still support me to this day, so I appreciate it.
Wondering, what team did you grow up cheering for?
I really don't remember. I really don't. No, but you know, I grew up cheering for the Bills, but you know, now I'm Tampa Bay's number one fan.
Well, they're coming to town this year. That's why I was wondering if extra special thought for that game.
You know, I got a chip on my shoulder for every team. You know, just stepping on the field. Yeah. But it's gonna be a real interesting one.
Do you have any Twitter or Facebook name we can follow you on?
I don't have no social network.
None at all.
I'm sorry.
Okay. How's this weather, Rusty? For me,
it's
are you used to this?
This is like the hottest days in Buffalo. Yeah. But you know, they was telling me it's not even hot yet. But you know, it's a little adjusting to it. I'm not gonna lie. But you know, I'm adjusting to it just like I do everything else.
Well, you're down here to provide some heat, right?
Exactly. Put some heat on the quarterback, yes, sir. You know, I'm down here to do that, and that's what I tend to do.
You look out on this field, you see a lot of talent, Steve.
Oh yeah, talent everywhere. You know, every player got talent. That's why they're here at this level. But you know, I try to impose my will on anybody who I line up against, and just try to overmatch them.
Steve, you talk about the difference, biggest differences on the field, whether it's speed, people's size, athleticism. It's been the biggest difference so far.
Just people in general. You know, not having no film or nobody to study them and see, you know, their tendencies and everything. But you know, like I said, playing in the MAC, it got me prepared for this level. I didn't see that much of, you know, a big of a difference as far as but it seemed like practice for like a game.
Yeah.
You know, so that probably would be the biggest difference. The practice intensity is game intensity.
What about the coaching staff? What do you think so far with the coaching staff? Knowing you had the rookie mini camp and now your first day of OTA, but compare that to a college coaching staff.
Oh yeah, you know,
similarities are a big difference.
It's a real big similarity. Especially, you know, dealing with the head coaches. Both head coaches are pretty much the same, similar. Jaffe Oliver. He's probably one of the best in the college business, and that's the same with BC and, you know, Randy and even Bob Fraser. So, you know, just being with a bunch of guys who, you know, care about the game a lot and who want to teach the game, you know, that's going to help me strive to my best.
Steve, you got a feeling you got a real chance to make a difference here as a rookie?
You know, that's what I intend to do, but like every other player, I got to leave it up to the coaches and, you know, lay it all on the field so that I get the opportunity.